Annyeong, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. It's been so long since the last episode. How have you been? I don't know what to say. I just feel great to be back, and also I'm sorry that it took so long to come back. So during the past 10 months or something, there has been ups and downs in my life. I think mostly downs. You know, I felt really demotivated to do anything which I used to really love to do. And also I had like really pain in my body. You know, I had hand pain and neck pain. I had an injury which took a long time to recover. But now I feel so much better. I feel ready to torture your ears with my full English again. But during the break, I kept writing my email newsletter. As many of you know, this podcast is a narrated version of my weekly email newsletter, 안녕 아리. And the podcast will be the same as usual. You know, as usual, I talk about Korean news, trends, or culture, and then I give you a mini Korean lesson. So it's like a quick update from your Korean friend. I feel a little nervous about, you know, my speaking. It's been so long since I spoke, you know, any English, because I have no chance to speak English in my life because I live in South Korea. So please excuse me if my English got worse. Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea? In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's episode might be interesting. It's about Korean exorcism. The South Korean mystery thriller movie Exuma. Actually, I don't know how to call this word, how to pronounce this word. It's E-X-H-U-M-A. You know, I googled this word, but I couldn't find how to pronounce this word, so I'm just gonna, you know, pronounce it as Exuma. I hope it's correct. So Exuma is sweeping the nation by storm, consistently dominating the Korean box office since its release. It has outperformed films like Dune Part 2 and Wonka, amassing an impressive 5 million viewers in just 10 days. And as of recording this podcast, it's over 6 million. And it's highly likely that it will be over 7 million this week. And the movie is supposed to achieve the coveted 10 million viewer milestone, a feat accomplished by only a few mega-hit films in a year. So what is this movie about anyway? Let me share its synopsis. After generations of suffering from a peculiar disease, a wealthy Korean family living in LA summons a young shaman duo, Hwarim and Bonggil, which are played by Kim Go-eun and Lee Do-hyun, to save the newborn of the family. Sensing a connection to their ancestor's grave, Hwarim suggests an exhumation involving the renowned Feng Shui master Sang-deok and the undertaker Young-geun. The mysterious grave is situated in an eerie location that is absolutely not suitable for human burial. Although Sang-deok initially refuses due to sensing ominous energy, persuaded by Hwarim, they eventually embark on the journey to move the grave, and then something that should have been remained buried arises. It a little sounds like a cliche movie, but it's not at all, I can positively say, because I watched the movie, I really loved it. You know, the movie covers the dark history of the country and traditional cultures like shamanism, fengshi, and exorcism in an entertaining and mysterious way. And most interestingly, I think, you know, in the film, you can see how Korean-style exorcism works, which is very different from Western exorcism that I have watched in some movies. So in Korea, there's a profession called Mudang, which is a shaman and exorcist at the same time. In the movie, they are played by Kim Go-eun, who is known for the famous K-drama series Guardian, The Lonely and the Great God, and Lee Do-hyun, who is known for The Glory. Their job is to call and talk to spirits and console them to help them rest in peace. While traditional Korean musical instruments are played at a high volume, a mudang wearing hanboks dance and sing to summon spirits. And foods are provided to serve and allure spirits. Because there is music, dance, and food, in the past, it was kind of considered as a party where people in a village gather and enjoy. So party-like exorcism is already very different with Western exorcism, right? What distinguishes Korean exorcism from Western exorcism is that Korean exorcism is all about consoling spirits rather than dispelling them. Oh, I'm so sorry about my full pronunciation. I don't know why, but my tongue is kind of moving on its own. I can't really control it. I hope you understand what I'm saying right now. So I was talking about what distinguishes Korean exorcism from Western exorcism. And an expert said that Korean exorcism and shamanism don't have a concept of curse or evil spirits. There are only spirits who need consoling and most importantly, feeding. And when I heard this, you know, expert saying, you know, Korean exorcism is about feeding spirits, one theory popped up in my mind. So if you are a Korean learner, you know that there's a sentence called 밥 먹었어요 in Korean. It means, did you eat? It literally means, did you eat? But it actually means, how are you? You know, I kind of always wondered why did you eat became to mean how are you in Korean. But after hearing the expert saying, maybe this traditional culture of feeding spirits could be the reason why did you eat became to mean how are you. Whether it's a spirit or a living human being, we really care about whether they are properly eating or not. And it also explains why Koreans prepare food when they visit their loved one's grave. You know, preparing food when visiting one's grave is kind of our traditional culture. We usually prepare food that the deceased person loved when they were alive. So we arrange the food in front of the grave, and we kind of believe the spirit comes and eat the food. And as I'm writing the newsletter, I remembered a scene that is really heartbreaking and sad. It was, a restaurant owner in Itaewon prepared food for Itaewon tragedy victims after the tragedy. You know, and when the police tried to stop him, he said, I just want to feed them. I just want to serve them a meal. So giving food, you know, preparing food for spirits or the deceased person is our way of consoling them and also remembering them. Now it's time for mini Korean lesson. Today, we are going to learn some vocabulary inspired by the movie Exuma. So the Korean title of Exuma is 파묘. I repeat, 파묘. And 파묘 means destroying a grave, and it refers to the process of changing a burial site, including removing the original grave and collecting bones. So funny thing is, no, I would say it's interesting. So interesting thing is that, so when we remove the original grave, you know, before we dig up the grave, we scream, 파묘요. We do this 3 times. And it's to, you know, not to scare the spirits that is buried underground. You know, is to give a warning that we are gonna dig up. So please don't be scared. You're gonna be okay. And you can see this ritual in this movie, you know, Exuma. And 파묘 is a 2-letter word, 파 and 묘. And 묘 means grave. And this letter is used in many grave-related words. And today we're gonna look at 3 of them. So the first one is 종묘. I repeat, 종묘. You might be familiar with this word if you ever have planned visiting Seoul. Because, you know, 종묘 is one of the most popular tourist attraction in Seoul. It's a shrine in Seoul, housing the spirit tablets of the former kings and queens of the Joseon dynasty, which lasted from 1392 to 1910. It is the oldest and most authentic of the Confucian royal shrines to have been preserved, according to UNESCO. You should pay a visit to this place if you come to Seoul. Okay, the second word we're gonna look at is 묘비. I repeat, 묘비. So this word means gravestone. In the past, the gravestones were only for royals and usually filled with a lengthy biography of the deceased person. So we can learn a lot about history from the gravestone. But nowadays, there's no biography. It's really short. You know, there's only like, usually, there's only name and their birth date and the death date. And of course, now gravestones are for everyone. So let's repeat this word with me 2 times. So gravestone in Korean is 묘비. 묘비. Now the last word we're gonna look at is a little difficult. It could be a little difficult to pronounce. So the word is 공동묘지. I repeat, 공동묘지. So this word means cemetery. And cemeteries in Korea are located in suburban or rural areas. They are mostly on the mountains, so hiking is necessary when visiting one's grave. So let's repeat the word with me 2 times. Cemetery in Korean is 공동묘지. 공동묘지. You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to my podcast again. It means the whole world to me. If you want to see the text version of the mini Korean lesson, you can check out this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. And last thing I want to say is that I am a pro procrastinator. You know, I procrastinate a lot and very often. It's one of the reasons why it took so long to reboot my podcast. I think I am really scared, you know, to do something or to restart something. But as I'm rebooting my podcast now, I feel very stupid, you know, about my past self, you know, who procrastinated for so long, because it feels so good to be back. You know, when I said it feels great to be back, it's not just the saying, I really meant it. You know, as I'm recording this podcast, I really feel like I came home. And the only reason my podcast means a lot to me is you guys. You know, my podcast will be nothing if you don't listen to it. So it's all thanks to you that I came back, and also, you know, that I feel like I came home. I feel really grateful for your patience, you know, putting up with my poor English. So I will always try my best to find good stories to share and also fun Korean lesson. So 진짜 진짜 언제나 늘 항상 감사하고요. Oh, and don't forget to check out this week's Korean food recipe in my newsletter. This week's food is kim ramen. It's a dry noodle mixed with kim, you know, dried seaweed. If you are a vegetarian, you will love this food. And if you are a kim lover, you will love this food as well. Okay, now let's wrap up the episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.